Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. And apparently a lot of people are doing this just that. Do you know that it's reported that the average woman in the 1920s spent about 30 hours a week preparing food and cleaning up? By the 1950s, she was doing just 20 hours a week. And now, don't throw things at me, now women average about 5 hours a week in the kitchen. And that's not because men are stepping in to help. Guys give only about 15 minutes a day to kitchen work. So, however, in the past year, when we have spent so much time at home, men and women are spending a ton of money on kitchen equipment. A top-of-the-line Viking stove costs $20,000. A Breville air fryer runs $400. A margarita frozen concoction maker retails for $349. And a Schön chef's knife with its own wooden display case will set you back $230. Now, that's pretty expensive kitchen equipment, being purchased at a time when more than a quarter of all meals are being ordered in or consumed outside the home. And although a case can certainly be made for a heightened interest in home cooking during our COVID quarantine times, I wonder what's going on here. Well, I think that each of these expensive kitchen gadgets comes with a vision of yourself doing something warm and inviting. Baking bread, rolling your own pasta, slow cooking a pot roast. See, gourmet kitchen equipment promises a warm and wonderful feeling. And not only that, but guys are getting into cooking as a leisure pursuit as well and buying a lot of high-end equipment for the relatively small amount of time that we spend in the kitchen. It's something to think about. In the Gospel of John, Jesus uses a number of kitchen-based images to describe himself and God. I am the living bread that came down from heaven, he says, offering a warm, inviting, and nourishing image of himself as the bread of life. But then his language changes, doesn't it? Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. John has already told us that Jesus is the Word of God in human form, having said that the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we know that this Word made flesh wasn't destined to live a long and happy earthly life, because just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. And so Jesus looks forward or speaks forward of his death on the cross. Jesus is going to have to be lifted up on the cross, sacrificing his own flesh to bring three, where he said that he gave his only son that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Living bread, Word made flesh, lifted on the bloody cross, given for the life of the world. My friends, in Jesus' kitchen, we find God's recipe for everlasting life. But this kitchen gets hot, right? Very truly, I tell you, says Jesus, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. His images have shifted from warm bread to something apparently sounding a little more sinister. There is no longer any doubt that Jesus is going to have to give his flesh and shed his blood, and that his followers will need to eat and drink his sacrifice. Jesus is giving his whole self to us and inviting us to digest that. Just reading or saying that can make your skin crawl a little bit. But obviously, Jesus doesn't mean that in any literal sense of the language. There's no cannibalistic tradition in Jewish thought, and his listeners wouldn't have understood that. Thus, they are confused. And so many people, even some of those who were nominal disciples, left Jesus at this point. They say, this teaching is difficult. Who can accept it? And so they left the kitchen. Clearly, cooking with Jesus is not always easy. And this is understandable, since kitchens have not always been pleasant places to be. In his book, The Warmest Room in the House, Stephen Gula writes that kitchens used to be as close an approximation to hell on earth as one could find. They were hot and dirty and smelly and dangerous places, and the work done there seemed interminable. Kitchens used to be hell on earth, and that's why Jesus entered the kitchen and baked the bread of life. Out of such a hell comes the promise of eternal life for you and I. But we must acknowledge that consuming Jesus is not a leisure pursuit, one that can be done just a few minutes a day. Taking Jesus into ourselves is a full-time challenge, one that transforms us from the inside out. After all, don't they say you are what you eat? Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, promises Jesus. And I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. If we take Jesus into ourselves, we are given the gift of eternal life. Believe it and be grateful. After so much talk of flesh and blood, Jesus returns to the image of bread. He says about himself, "This is the bread that came down from heaven. Not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever." You see, in the kitchen of Jesus, the ingredients of bread, flesh, and blood all mix together, and they form an unexpected meal, one that nourishes us spiritually and fills us with everlasting life. The challenge for us today here at First Lutheran Church of Nashville is to stay close to Jesus, to receive his nourishment and do his work in the world. We can begin by feasting on the words of Jesus. When Jesus asks the 12 disciples if they wish to go away, Peter answers by saying, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life." And so, my friends, the words of Jesus remain a source of solid spiritual food for us. Whether Jesus is describing himself as the resurrection and the life, or commanding us to love one another. Since Jesus is the Word of God in human form, we can always be strengthened by what he says to us in the Gospels. His words are trustworthy and true, and he remains for us the way, the truth, and the life. In this past year of isolation, it has remained important to find a way to feed on the Word of God at home through daily devotions provided by Christ in Our Home materials, or logging on to learning opportunities like coffee and colloquy at First Lutheran. In the near future, we hope to resume our faith formation ministries both for adults and children here at the church. Next, we can be nourished by communion, the holy meal which includes the bread of life and the cup of salvation. On the night before his death, Jesus took a loaf of bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took a cup, also saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Jesus instructs us to eat and drink of the bread and the wine to remember him, to honor him, to live in connection with him. Receiving communion is an important way of living in Christ and allowing him to live in us. And going to the table of the Lord witnesses to others of our belief in the importance of the meal for our faith and life. Finally, we can go out to be the body of Christ in the world. Christians who feast on the words of Jesus and nourish themselves with communion become nothing less than the flesh and blood presence of Jesus in the world today. We can be the hands and feet of Jesus, whether we are young or old, male or female, white or black, liberal or conservative. The image that God's work, Our Hands Sunday, which Jerry talked to you about earlier, it means to convey that exact image, that as we give of our time and talent and energy to provide a brighter future for a deserving family, we are indeed living out this command by Jesus and being his hands and feet in the world. Now, none of this requires a gourmet kitchen filled with expensive equipment and gadgets. All that we need do is to continue to cook with Jesus, even when things get hot. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand as you are able, and we will join in singing our hymn of the day.